When it comes to her pet, commentator Robin Chotsenoff isn't all that worried about acts of bioterrorism. In fact, it's the terrorists who should be afraid, very afraid, of her dog Gumbo.
In the old days, when I was looking for love, my dogs were retriever mutts. But those needy times are gone, and this time I wanted a dog with personality. So I adopted Gumbo, 6 months old, white with a black patch over one eye. The pound said he'd been picked up in the white trash ghetto. The vet tech said, "Oh, he's cute, but have you ever had a heeler before? They are smart, but they'll drive you crazy." And it turns out Gumbo needs assignments, to mutilate a milk carton, for instance. Without a job, he'll unmake the beds, chew cowboy boots, unplug computer wires. He's like Cool Hand Luke. He wants to escape, or to eat 50 hard-boiled eggs, or both. I've spent the past month trying to get his mind right. A mountain lion has been seen in my neighborhood. He slinks home in the mornings, beat, as if from a night of heavy drinking. Everyone knows the cure for a hangover is Gumbo. My Gumbo is a problem child and a security risk, but already I can't stand the thought of losing him. So we install an invisible electric fence and call in a dog trainer. It turns out that Gumbo is a show-off. He loves to sit, heel, and stay. Off-leash, however, he remains felonious. Gives me a look and then runs into the next county, busts through the electric field like a hardened con, eats compost. The trainer says obedience takes time and practice. I hate practice. I long for a prodigy dog, the kind who lives to please me. Instead, every day, I work with Gumbo, though I don't see the point. Reminds me of running. Yes, I run, but what will it ever lead to? Last Sunday, Gumbo ran with me, yanking and leaping like a circus dog. I told him to heel, and he heeled. 4 miles later, he was still running at my left side on a loose leash. I heard myself talking. "Yo, Gumbo, dead raccoon, bulldog in the SUV, water in the stream, hear it? Elk, smell?" At the end, I told him to stay while I went for water. He did. "I own you, Gumbo," I said. "Good boy." The next day, he pried off his electric collar and ran off after a school bus. Gumbo is bad, but Gumbo is good. A running partner with a beautiful mind. All it took was frustration and fury and love. Everyone should train a dog.
Robin Chotsenoff is a writer who lives in Denver.